Can't believe it's been 11 years since Darrent was killed. So, but every year we give this award because to us, Darrent kind of epitomized the sort of enthusiasm, youthful enthusiasm, the approach to the job. I found a notebook earlier this week when I was looking around, and I still take notes in notebooks. He asked me one time, he said, well, you know, what year did you start doing this? And I told him, and he kind of just went, I think I was one, he said. And he was like, that's okay, though. I'll still teach you what you need to know. And then he smiled and walked away. And that's kind of Darrent. And we give this award every year for guys who kind of step forward, good times and bad. It's a tough relationship sometimes. We ask questions they don't want to hear. Sometimes they give answers we don't like. But all in all, everybody's just trying to do a job and get what they need done. And we had an awful lot of guys who got votes this year. Demaryius Thomas finished second. Domantas Pecco third. Trevor Siemian received many votes. But this year's winner of the Darrent Williams Good Guy Award is Justin Simmons.
Well, I first want to say thank you. Thank you all for nominating me to accept this award. There are a bunch of things that I can sit up here and say. I really want to speak on three things. First, like was just said earlier, I know how hard the relationship can be between player and media and the questions and answers that we have to give. And I know there are times where I didn't want to do it, didn't want to answer some of the questions. I know sometimes my answers could have been repetitive, but once again, I just really appreciate it. Secondly, I think it's important to note that I'm extremely humbled and honored to receive this award. I mean, I didn't know Darrent Williams personally, obviously, but through my extensive visits at the Boys and Girls Club, through my interactions with a bunch of staff and personnel, people here when he was here. I mean, nothing but high praises were spoke of him and the type of character and the type of guy that he was. And so to even be mentioned in the same sentence, as a guy like Darrent Williams, and to be able to have, to share something in common with a guy like that is what I mean by truly being humbled and honored to receive an award like this. And I mean, not to mention, the list of previous guys before me, guys like Champ Bailey and John Lynch, Chris Harris Jr. I mean, I'm talking about all guys that, the guys that I look up to when I was, growing up and watching football, guys that I get to play with now, Brandon Marshall, another one of them. And so it's truly humbling and honoring. And I really can't express into words enough of how thankful and appreciative I am to receive this award. Like I said, man, Darrent Williams, from the talks that I've had with people around the locker room at the Boys and Girls Club, the staff there that got to know him, I mean, my heart hurts for those that had to mourn with his loss. And so I'm forever thankful for this award. This is something that I will hold near and dear to my heart. I really do not take this for granted. Really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for nominating me and picking me to be the award recipient. Really appreciate it.
Justin, from the time you got here, you were quick to jump into all the community activities with kids and whoever the team asked you, and you've been available whenever we've reached out to you personally or in the locker room. Why is that important to you, those two different aspects, making yourself available?
Yeah, I think it's just, in my personal opinion, it's part of your job. Everyone has a job to do, and I know media is not easy. Media being one of the routes that, after a long and healthy career, something that I would want to eventually go down the road or path to. And even when I was in college and I was kind of working broadcast and things of that nature, asking friends some media questions was still difficult. And so I can only imagine how difficult it is approaching, guys after a loss, or, you're trying to promote and find ways to get, radio shows more viewers or things of that nature. And so, I mean, that's all part of availability. And as much as, there are some guys that aren't available, I'm available more times than not. I have a kid on the way, so maybe not as available in the future. But But I just feel like it's part of our job. So that's just plain and simple.
The probably a big reason why you're up there is how you handled the TJ Ward situation earlier this year. Could you just, how awkward or difficult was that replacing a very popular player in the locker room?
That was super difficult. If I had to, you know, probably one of the most difficult things I've done in just in my career with football in general. Mainly because TJ was like an older brother figure to me. I mean, since I got here, when I got drafted, he was the first guy to text me, you know, gave me kind of the ins and outs of the defense and helping me out with like my eyes and just, you know, discipline at the safety position and what it takes to be a Pro Bowl safety year in and year out like he was. And so, you know, when I heard the rumors going around that he wasn't going to be with us and, you know, there was possible of being traded or cut or whatever the case may be, I was hurting because in my eyes it was an opportunity to have TJ a whole nother year to kind of learn under him and Stu again. And so it was tough for me in that aspect, in that regard. But in the same breath, you know, I have the utmost trust in my ability and what I can bring to the team. And obviously the end of the season didn't go the way I wanted it to as far as the ankle injury went. But I still feel like there's so much I can build on and help bring to the football team, especially obviously defensively. And so and TJ's always still been a constant person I know I can reach to in terms of when I need help and things like that. But that was the hardest part of my, you know, football career, just because he was, like I said, like an older brother to me, you know, whether that had been Stu or Akib or Chris, like, you know, for the short amount of time that I was with all those guys in the same locker room, they all were like older brothers. So that's why it was, you know, it was so tough.
Justin, you really took a step up in your second season. What do you aim for in 2018?
To be even better. I think there were definitely great leaps made from my rookie year to this season, but still not even close to satisfied with where I'm at athletically, physically, mentally even. I think there are still so many steps that I can take, and all that's going to be, you know, repetition, making sure that in the off season, you know, finding the, you know, finer details within the details that I already know to kind of execute my game at a higher level. And you know, that's just, like I said, it's going to be just come from constantly and consistently, you know, going through it, going out there in practice and, you know, seeing the offensive sets and seeing things a little bit faster than I've been seeing them now. And so all in all, I think I've had an okay year. I would have liked to have had a better year. In my personal opinion, I thought I could have had a better year. But when it's all said and done, 2018, I'm expecting bigger and better things for myself.
Your ankle injury is not going to affect anything going forward. Are you pretty healthy?
Oh yeah, no, it's not even going to be a problem in, you know, moving forward. So no, it's not going to be a problem at all.
Justin, an off the field question. Something that I think from day one that impressed a lot of people, certainly impressed me, is you bring your wife Taryn to. She goes with you to a lot of the community events you do. I think every event that I've been at that you're there, Taryn's there as well. Is that something that, you know, why do you guys do that together and why is that important?
Yeah, a lot of the events that I do are on my off days. And although I come home around like 4:35 every afternoon, there's not a lot of time that I get to spend with my wife. And so I like to just bring her along because I know for her it's just kind of being in my company. Same with me. Like, I just like being around her company. And I still like to be available, though, as well. So it's that tough balance of finding like what's doing too much and what's not doing enough. And so I just found that bringing her with me to most of my events, one, she enjoys because she gets to, you know, talk and chat to different people and she loves doing that. And then also I get to enjoy it because I still feel like we're in a one sense, like still hanging out and getting that, you know, that time that you know, any healthy marriage needs. And so that's why, you know, for me, it's so important. I like having family around me wherever I go.
Justin, last year, DeMarcus Ware won the award. That was your first year in the league. That was his last. What did you learn from him in terms of this aspect of your profession?
Yeah, I mean, I learned just that. I mean, you know, I've watched DeMarcus Ware since he was with the Cowboys, you know, from an early age. And so, you know, when I got here, there were certain, I think, there was like a certain way I kind of thought about guys like D. D-Ware or maybe even Akib or Chris or things like that. But to see how available D-Ware was and to see how plugged in he was to the community here and to see how, you know, how much joy he brought to Broncos country all around wherever he went was something that I took personal and was like, man, that's awesome. That's something that I want to strive and achieve to be, especially, you know, on the field, but off the field as well. So, you know, seeing what he does in the community year in and year out, I mean, just like the event we had the other day with the Boys and Girls Club, and he was Santa. I mean, I remember playing with the kids, and then they all run over to go see Santa, and, you know, that was D-Ware. And so stuff like that is just so cool, man. I mean, you know, it's crazy that just playing a sport can change so many people's lives, and you're not going to be able to play a sport forever, let alone, you know, this is 100% injury-prone sport, so you never know when your time's going to be up. So might as well take advantage of it and, you know, affect as many lives as you can in a positive way. So that's pretty much what I've learned from him.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Yeah.